I remember maybe the first time for me celebrating the appearance day of Srila Saraswati Thakur, with Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Guru Deva Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Ma, Navadeep Dham. And how things would be approached, because we've done this before, but how they will observe there, and when it was time for prasadam, they're serving one mango preparation and saying, this is Prabhupada's favorite. So we're a little shocked, taken aback. We're thinking, we always heard this famous story that when he was a child, he once ate the mango bhog of the deity, means the unoffered mango. And he was apparently 4 or 5 years old. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told the young Bimala Prasad, that was his name, that this should be offered first to the deity, and explained the situation. And he felt some great remorse in his heart, this intense devotional heart, even at the age of 4 or 5 years old, so serious. So he vowed never to eat mango and maintained this vow his whole life. Bhimala Prasad, we're told, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur stationed in Puri at the time and praying for a divine child who could inherit the real wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Pray, there's a deity, there are many deities. I mean, there's Jagannath, Subhadra, Balabhadra, but there are some peripheral deities, of which Bhimala Devi is one. So some prayer, he became known as Bhimala Prasad. Anyway, that vow he made. So then we're shocked to hear, why are they saying, they're giving this mango pepper and saying, Prabhupada liked this very much. Because it was explained, yes, he maintained that vow, and it would break the hearts of his devotees that every year mango season would come. We know in India that's like a joyous celebratory occasion. All these different mangoes come, and Gurudev used to name them all, and that one's in vogue for a week, then it's replaced by another one. Is Gopal here? No, okay. He's in Mangoland. So Langra, Chosha, Madrasi mangoes, Alfonso, Hingshagar. Chosha, Gurudev said, was Guru Maharaj's favorite, and took a mango, the seed from which Srila Guru Maharaj had taken, and he planted that tree, and that's at the Chaitanya Saraswat Ma to this day. So anyway, that time would come, and it would pain the hearts of his disciples. Janaka Dikabat Salashnigdopadam. We're told by Srila Guru Maharaj that Saraswati Thakur had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, and it could only be detected within. Outwardly, he was in the pose of a devastator, as a Nikila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavich China Kartri, dropping atom bombs on Mayavad, another atom bomb on the Karmis, Gyanis, Sahaja imitationists. But he had the sweetness of Vrindavan within, and those who had the divine eye could see that. And Srila Guru Maharaj possesses such divine eyes and vision, and it's been expressed in his different poetry writings, like this pranamami sada prabhupada padam, where it says janaka dikabat salashnigda padam, more affectionate than your than a father. So, but you can imagine the disciples, they're also reciprocating that affection. And it gives them great pain that he can't, he's maintaining that vow, he won't take the mango. So we're told, Dahira Ivagata Premna Swabhava Kotila Bhavet. Rupa Goswami says, divine love moves in a zigzag way, not in a straight way. So the devotees, they found a loophole, you can say, or a way around this by unripe mangoes, green mangoes, they could take. And then by special process, and Gopal and I, we had a discussion about this yesterday. He's familiar with the process. You can take this green mango, and then by soaking in certain process, add some sweetness, and it turns into some extraordinary preparation. I remember tasting this and thinking, this is beyond heavenly. It was some just really extraordinary taste, unexperienced by us previously. And I could understand also by Jai Srila Bhakti Vinalabha Dut Maharaj Ki Jai. I could understand also that a new view of Srila Saraswati Thakur was coming to us. That's what I want to say. Not that what we had been exposed to previously was not correct, but a new view, a new way of seeing him, new depths, the spectrum of viewing him through the divine eyes of Srila Guru Maharaj was revealing something yet again anew. And without taking the conceit too far, say, like Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's presenting Mahaprabhu in a particular way, and everyone is relishing that. Although when the Haridas of the Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan temple, the head sevak there, when he would speak Chaitanya Bhagavat, said all the Mahabhagavata, the great Vaishnavas, would assemble, and he appeared to be a moon in an assembly of stars with streams of the Harikatha, the Gaurakatha coming from him, were like streams of nectar streaming out of the moon and the assembly of these star-like Mahabhagavata personalities. Still, Kaviraj Goswami says, there are some other things that were not there. Whatever he's given is perfect, and there's no need to repeat that. Even to repeat would be bordering aparad, so I will not do that. But some other things, Mahaprabhu's devotees, they're begging me to reveal those things, and with their grace, they're under their auspices and sanction, I'm presenting these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. So let's put it in that kind of, frame it in that way, just as Guru Maharaj liked to quote the Baladev Vidyabhushan sloka, praising Govinda by saying that they're Rupan Sanatan, Govinda Abhirastri Mandirastri Lapadam Hastasti Ratnadivat, like a jewel in their palm, and they're, when they turn this jewel, show one way, coruscating, flashing, brilliance, light coming from one, from Sanatan, Rup showing one way, Sanatan another way, that kind of thing, that infinite variation. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, in his poetry and his songs, is revealing the personality, the qualities, the characteristics of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and everyone in Gaudiya Math is embracing that and chanting those songs, singing them. Recently, I think Santa Maharaj, one of his last disciples, or most prominent disciples, disappeared, and we're told he would, on every Ekadashi, sing Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, this, and take one sloka, and that would be the subject for that evening, to explain that. Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti Dharam. This is one, how beautiful. Kripaya Hari Kirtan Murti. He's the Hari Kirtan Murti. That's how he's distributing divine mercy in this world. As I once asked Guru Maharaj, sort of naively, innocently, did Saraswati Thakur sing and dance in the kirtan? And Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada? Inconceivable. So who, the Hari Kirtan Murti, he's not dancing. If you see some picture, he's all the kirtani, everyone is there. But he's infusing that kirtan, and the, it's all the outcome of, Vilasatu Hridinityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani, his kirtan playing in the hearts of his followers, they're expressing that. Outwardly. But that said, every word that ever came out of his mouth was kirtan, and his every gesture and movement was dance, was very beautiful. Guru Maharaj is observing his divine form, Atiko Mola Kanchana Dirga Tanum Tanunindita Hema Mrinala Madam Madanar Buddha Bandita Chandra Padam Pranamami Siddha. He's saying, like the, what is it called? Nyagroda Parimandala. Extraordinary personalities mentioned in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamritam with reference to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That his arms, Ajahnulam Bitibujo Kanaka Vitaksho, that his arms go to his knees. And you see pictures of Saraswati Thakur. I mean, there's this one picture we published once. You see how long his arms are, and they go down to his knees. And actually, in a high res image of his hand, if you look at his palm, the beauty of his lotus palm and the spiritual complexity of what's represented there is astonishing. You know, we've looked at it under like high-powered loops. And he said, his Kamala Kanchana Dirga Tanum, his neck, his face, very beautiful, like a golden lotus stalk. Guru Maharaj had the privilege also of interacting with his original followers. That's how we know that, like today, Gopal made the luchi and those little potato sticks that were a favorite of him, and Gurudev told that Srila Keshava Maharaj's sister, she used to make luchi and other things for Saraswati Thakur before the heyday of Gaudiya Math. So one such person who was privileged to be there was Saki Charan Babu, who donated the land for Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Math in Navadvip, the original land where the Math is to this day, and he also donated land in Mayapur. And he recalls in those early meetings with Saraswati Thakur that this magnitude of intensity. He would be preaching to them this Kripaya Hari Kirtanamurti, this insatiable desire to convey Krishna conception to others. He said so intense that sometimes he would be pounding on the table and his face would flush. The blood would rush to his face and his excitement. And Guru Maharaj witnessed this later and he said, then we understood what is lotus face. There's blue lotus flowers, there are also pink lotus flowers. He said, so when his face would flush from this intensity, he would look like a lotus flower in full bloom, full blush. And Sakyacharan told Guru Maharaj that, said, we could not understand everything that he was saying, but what we could understand was that he was forcibly trying to make us drink some nectarine substance. That we could understand. But what was the nature of all of that? We could not. And Srila Guru Maharaj pointed out that sometimes, because he's describing the highest thing, which includes the divine pastimes, Krishna, Radharani, and Braja Gopis, purposefully, he encouraged this in language that requires intense concentration to catch what is being said, because so carefully he's protecting that. Guru Maharaj said, as if when he would speak about these things, because inevitably his talks turn toward Radha Dasyam and higher subject matters. He said, as if he was speaking to a group of those who were undeserving. And Guru Maharaj is not saying that in a dismissive way, but just as a statement of fact. So he said, when he was talking about Srimati Radharani, said he was like a, this is Guru Maharaj's example, he said, a football fully pumped. He used that expression. These are his guys who are fully pumped. And those who know that, that thing, like, it means like almost bursting. It's so full. And he said, and then he would be quiet at home. That's when he felt at most at home. But always guarding that carefully, like Sri Jiva Tejastiti, with the same Tej, strength, intensity, and care of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami's job is Rakkak. Like Guru Maharaj is Bhakti Rakkak, the guardian, protector. Saraswati Thakur also, as Jiva Goswami, is protecting what Rupa Goswami has given and Sanatana Goswami from adulteration, modification, those who would challenge its authenticity. So he's been compared by Guru Maharaj in different slokas to Srila Jiva Goswami. And he said, he spilled 100 gallons of blood, liters, if you will, to show what Madhura Rasa is not. And he said, well, why? Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini, 100 faults of Prakriti Sahajiyism. And as Guru Maharaj pointed out, not that there are 100 faults, there are thousands of faults. He pointed out 100 prominent ones. As Madhvacharya gave the Mayavad Shatadushini, Shatadushini means 100 faults. Prakriti Rasa Shatadushini, saying, it's not this, it will never be that. A rasa guru will never do this. One will never give rasa shiksha to an unqualified person who doesn't have the adhikar. 100 no's, never's, not. To make it clear what it is. That's why. It won't be this, that, through eliminating all of these misrepresentations. Then he'll draw attention to what it actually is. So and just his behavior, even when he was young, Guru Maharaj is told of how one big sahajya guru came to visit Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so two chairs were drawn, that meant he wants to inquire something from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he observes that Saraswati Thakur is giving dandavats to Bhaktivinoda Thakur from like 100 feet away. And he's saying, why does the boy do that? That's peculiar. The custom is to come near, give dandavat, and then, why from such a great distance? And Guru Maharaj told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, oh, don't mind him. He has a vow that he won't come within 100 feet of a sahajya, and he saw you here. So don't mind it. So what is he showing? It's interesting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking to that person. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not going to be polluted by this man. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Guru Maharaj says, considering the magnitude of his gifts, we can understand he's not a practitioner. He descended from the upper world. What is the target, the goal of everyone else? He's descending from that plane. As is Srila Saraswati Thakur. But he's showing some example not to mix the very nature of human interaction will be the cause of one's downfall. So keep far enough that there will not be that sort of thing. And as Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned, his preaching, he said, was mostly revolutionary, causing his followers to repeatedly reconceive what is Krishna consciousness. Not to become comfortable or complacent in thinking, I know what it is. I've been a devotee for X amount of years. What is that? As Gurudev would say, you know, 1%, 5%, what is this idea? Or the sense of entitlement. Because I've been doing so many practices for so many years, I'm ready to approach the higher plane. His followers also. These are not new assertions. His follower, one man came who knows Sanskrit and everything, you know, to the extreme, and said, you know, now we should approach the works of Rupa Goswami, Ujjal, Nilamani, etc., which Guru Maharaj said Saraswati Thakur forbade his followers from going into the details of. So when Guru Maharaj was telling us this story, he said, how you will take it, I don't know. But Saraswati Thakur said, when they mentioned that man, and he wrote him a letter saying, Prabhu, well, now is the time to engage in this type of bhajan. Together, you and I will do that. This is the disciple writing to Saraswati Thakur. And Saraswati Thakur told his followers, he said, oh, that man, he said, in his real life, he's a lady. And due to Krishna's connection, he had a child. That's why Guru Maharaj said, how you will take this, I don't know. But what he means to say, in his real life, that means his so-called swarup, siddha swarup. Real life means in the spiritual world. He's imagining Stanislavski method, you know, acting. He's imagining he's a particular character. So I said, in his real life, he's a lady. So in that world, but because he's carried a mundane conception into that plane, said, due to Krishna's connection, the outcome was he had a child. Which tells us, among many other things, that he also had a sense of humor, but a very unique sense of humor. You had to be very qualified to get it. But Guru Maharaj could get it. So in Vrindavan, when he went there on the Brajamandal Parikrama, with so many followers, and we're told after completing the Brajamandal Parikrama, which means going to all these different holy places, stopping at all of them, having some harikatha, being introduced to local people, after completing the whole thing, that's when he went, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I just completed the Brajamandal Parikrama of Vrindavan and I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. This is what Guru Maharaj means by mostly revolutionary. Everyone was shocked. This is not an ordinary statement. Everyone's thinking that everyone in Vrindavan is a Vaishnav, minimally. And he's saying, oh, I'm so I couldn't find a Vaishnava in Vrindavan, the so-called land of Krishna. And so in response to the disbelief of the disciples, they thought, oh, what if Ram Das Babaji was taking 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. That's around 192 rounds. Reading the works of the Goswamis, following Vaishnav Sadachar, etc. He hears the name of Krishna, his hairs are standing on end, he's foaming at the mouth sometimes, apparently exhibiting different ecstatic symptoms. So they offered him, what about him? And Saraswati Thakur, he is a Kanishta Adhikari, infant class Vaishnava, a practitioner. So what this points to is quality. We take it that Saraswati Thakur is descended from the upper world, from Goloka Vrindavan. So where he's from, that realm, which is qualified and constituted by degree of dedication, it's the land of dedication, the spiritual world, lower hemisphere Vaikuntha, the upper hemisphere Goloka, the Aprakrita, the highest aspect of the Adhoksaja realm is Aprakrita Lila of Krishna. So what qualifies those who reside in that realm is degree, the extremes of self-giving and dedication. That's how it's structured. So they're not practitioners. So, and again, and this song, Pranamami Charanam Tika Paricharaka Sahitam, which Srila Guru Maharaj wrote for the appearance day of Srila Saraswati Thakur. There's one line, as I say, Braja Kanana Bahumanana something Kamala Priyanayanam Gunamanjari Gorima Guna Haribasana Nayanam Subhado Iva Vishishe Vrisha Ravija Nitadoyitam Pranamami Chacharanantika Paricharaka Sahitam, where Srila Guru Maharaj, on the basis of authoritative references, is revealing the positions, the internal identity of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Saraswati Thakur, and as Srila Keshava Maharaj said of Srila Guru Maharaj once, how perfectly he combines ontology, ontological substance, and beautiful poetic style. As Saraswati Thakur himself remarked, happy style. This poem is so happy, the sound of it. Guna manjari gori ma guna haribasana vayanam. And here, showing his extraordinary capacity and glorification of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the Gurudev of Srila Saraswati Thakur, says, in this kunja, in the spiritual world, it is the leader there, is Kamala Priya, which is the internal identity of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Right? So this kunja is presided over by Kamala Priya, and Nayanamani Manjari, who is Srila Saraswati Thakur, likes to sing the glories of Guna Manjari, who's Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. But here, Srila Guru Maharaj uses the word guna with triple meaning, three levels of meaning. Because guna means Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Another meaning of guna is quality. So he's singing the gunas of Guna Manjari. And another meaning of guna is thread. So each guna, each quality of Guna Manjari is like a spiritually conscious thread. And by singing so many, a weave is taking place, one quality after another quality, after another quality, after another quality, unlimited, innumerable divine qualities, as Saraswati Thakur concludes Charitamritam with his internal vision of how he views Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srimati Radharani and Lalita Sakhi, Gadadhar Pandit and Srup Damodar. So the depth of his vision is of Guru all the way to the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Anyway, here he's singing the glories of Guna Manjari, and it's weaving a tent, a spiritually conscious tent. It's Haribasana, that Hari, that Krishna likes to reside in. A spiritually conscious tent woven from the qualities of Guna Manjari that Krishna wants to enter. This kind of hint is given in Srila Guru Maharaj's poetry. And so that plane, Saraswati Thakur descending from that plane, he can say, oh, I didn't find a single Vaishnava of that quality, of that type. So, he got the divine inspiration to begin the missionary work of Gaudiya Math by a page of Charitamritam floated to him about the Lupta Tirtha, the Murti Pratishtha, Vaishnava, Sadachar Pavartan, Bhagavad Shastra, this, what Mahaprabhu told the Sanatana Goswami, that came to him. And he realized this would be the focal point with missions activities. He would form an institution extracting from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings the essential principle, that the most essential principle is association, sadhusanga satovare. If people will get association with Vaishnavas, they'll get Krishna consciousness. Not just the method, the process, the formula, they need association. So then, what did he do? One by one, like that Sakhi Churan telling him, pounding out the drum of his Krishna conception. One by one, he's converting so many followers. And they're giving their association, converting so many more. And sometimes, because he had no income at this point, Guru Maharaj said, when he thought, well, where is all of this going to come from? So the Panchatattva appeared to him and told not to worry about resources, that everything would be supplied. And sometimes Guru Maharaj also mentioned, in his divine madness, he wanted to reveal all the glories of the Dham, the beauty of Navadvip Dham, especially all the different places, and he would say, and we'll make golden temples with the finest jewels, and he would start describing what it's going to look like. And some of the other the devotees hearing this, they're in the earthly plane thinking, well, this is going to be quite expensive. And saying, where are we going to get the funds for this? He said, oh, and Guru Maharaj said he was like in a divine trance of madness. He said, I will take a brick from a Vaikuntha temple, one brick from a Vaikuntha temple, bring it down here, and that will more than cover the cost. Right? Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu, that type of spiritual substance. So, when we presented Search for Sri Krishna, Reality of the Beautiful, to Srila Guru Maharaj, was on Gaur Purnima of 1983, and like as the moon was rising, this was a deadline that was met upon moonrise. And with the moon shining on Srila Guru Maharaj, he very happily received that book. And he said, with great joy, and Srila Gurudev was practically dancing. And Guru Maharaj said, it was 50 years ago to the day that we presented Sri Krishna Chaitanya to Srila Saraswati Thakur. So he was very, the significance of that was not lost upon him. He was sharing that with us. And we're going through the book and explaining everything that's there, every page, every breaker, every picture, everything. Guru Maharaj, and interestingly, sometimes I'm reading from it, and then sometimes Guru Maharaj is finishing what is written there. So it's like, he's the book is him, it's going back and forth. I'm reading, and then the book personified is finishing the sentence. And then came this picture of Srila Saraswati Thakur, as we have here, where sometimes he said, is showing that devotion is higher than gyan, yoga, everything. There, if you look, there are little traces. So, and then the caption, I put something that Srila Guru Maharaj had said, encapsulating him, saying, he declared totalitarian war against all other against misconception, including all other religious conceptions. And I thought that maybe this was a little too bold. I was in some particular mood when I put that there, and then I thought maybe it's an overreach. And I was a little anxious about how Srila Guru Maharaj would react to that. So I read it to them. He declared totalitarian war against all other, religious conceptions and Maya. And Guru Maharaj started beaming. He was so happy. And he said, if you didn't put anything else about my Guru Maharaj, he would be perfectly described there. And of course, the description came from him. So that, that gives you some representation of the intensity of Srila Saraswati Thakur and his representation of the line of Rupa and Raghunath. many times this talk finished, but let us, you know, eternally, our aspiration is to become the dust of the holy feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath. And the last line, the Nikhila Bhuvanamaya Chinavich Chanakartri Vipuda Bahulamigra Mukti Mahatadatri Chitilita Chitilita Vidi Raga Radhe Sadhani Vilasatu Ridinityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. It's line about slackening or the Raga Mark. When we were just in India recently, we were talking about Vaikuntha Vritti. You know, Guru Maharaj is famous thing. When Saraswati Thakur said, I'm prepared to for preaching. We'll open a youth hostel in London, and for the non-veg people, from a nearby restaurant, we'll take care of them. And Guru Maharaj said, his Brahminic nature, he said, I think that will introduce contamination into the mat. And Saraswati Thakur's words, Guru Maharaj said, were like a thunderbolt to his heart and said, oh, you don't know. I decided this 10,000 years ago. That was his statement. I made this decision 10,000 years ago. It's not something whimsical. And we have to employ Vaikuntha Vritti. Vaikuntha in this sense means no restriction, no limitation. As Guru Maharaj said, the goal is the most exclusive, but the means are all inclusive. So the word slackened is used here with the Ragamark, to give others access. Because when we were discussing this, Sri Bhaktivinoda Maharaj said, this Vaikuntha Vritti, we're hearing about it for so many years, but I don't completely comprehend, but it's good if we keep on hearing about it. And it occurred to me at a point, I said, yes, Maharaj, because for you, your Brahminical background, birth, etc., it's the Vaikuntha Vritti is toward our section. We wouldn't be here if for that. Who's the Jatirajaganai Parisevya? The Jatiraj, right? Gaudiya Goshtipati, the king of the Gaudiyas, the ultimate sannyasi. He, for others, he slackened, he loosened it to allow them entrance, to allow particularly those from the West to gain entrance.
Loosen the
Vidhi
Mark.
Yes. So, what was I going to say? So he, because in one of the slokas Guru Maharaj wrote, he's saying, who are these people? They're people who are lost in their own whatever, doing whatever it is they're doing. Whatever they like, it's just the whatever. Whatever sort of says it all. He said, but for them, he made a boat to take them to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. It is like the Bande Mahaprabhushate Charanaravindam Sloka Bhavabdi Potam. Potam means boat. So his idea, this is the mercy extension of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and this is what I was going to say. So his followers, they may have had a particular nature that would, we could just say for the sake of argument, that would have disallowed our participation. Could have. But Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani, the voice of Saraswati Thakur vibrating in their hearts, is why we can be here today. Without Saraswati Thakur, we don't have access to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Without Saraswati Thakur, there's no A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Without Saraswati Thakur, there's no Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami. There's no Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami. Without Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And numerous other gurus who people may be connected with around the world. Without him, outside of a few in India, no one would have a connection, a substantial connection with the Krishna consciousness movement. And it's that vilasatu riddhi nityam bhakti, beating in their hearts. Guru Maharaj is saying, my preference was toward Nirjan Bhajan. If not for Saraswati Thakur's, you know, divine instructions beating in his heart, he would have went into Nirjan Bhajan and we would never have known him. He said, but I knew my Guru Maharaj did not approve. It's beating inside. No, you must preach. So Guru Maharaj said, modestly, humbly, after going to Eka Chakra, getting the Jananda Prabhu's permission, he goes to Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Aparad Bunzinair Pat, the place where all the offenders are forgiven their offenses, and Navadeva, and he said, modestly, humbly, not aggressively canvassing money, men, etc. Modestly, humbly, he begins the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Srimat Chaitanya Saraswat Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. Plants that fly on the bamboo pole announcing, was it Gora Gata Grananti? The members of this mat, their primary activity is talking about Mahaprabhu, making propaganda, extending Mahaprabhu's conception and Mahaprabhu's Krishna conception to others. And what is that? What is Mahaprabhu? Jadi Gorna Hoita Tabiki Hoita Kamuni Dari Tam Dehe Radhar Mahimap. Prema rasasima jagata janata ke. That's Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. To loudly broadcast the highest thing to understand is that Radharani, she's Krishna consciousness personified. She's extending Krishna consciousness to everyone. The goal of Krishna consciousness is the service of her holy lotus feet. To broadcast this. Loudly, and not only in the volume, but with its profundity. So he knew Saraswati Thakur wants this from him. He said, all the wealth, the treasure that he deposited in me, now you've come and it's coming out and being preserved and extended to the next generation. The ontological line of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So when he read that Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam of Srila Guru Maharaj and concluded that, when you say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He's the Rupa Nugadara. He's carrying this line. He's the conceptual, he's carrying that substance. And although I may leave the world, one will remain behind who can represent me fully. So we're, our fortune is extreme. By the grace of Srila Saraswati Thakur, as long as to come in connection with the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat, and to say something in his praise on this, the day of his appearance. Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, he liked to say Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Because he explained, he said, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he's become known as Prabhupada all over the world. Although within Gaudiya Math, everyone refers to Saraswati Thakur as Prabhupada. So Gurudev wanted to give some special recognition. He started calling Bhagawan Srila Saraswati Thakur. Then some objected. Gurudev gave many references. You can see Bhagawan Badarayani, Bhagawan Badarayana, Bhagawan Narada. There's even Bhagawan Drona in Bhagavatam. So he's saying, but still they're wondering, is this some bold unprecedented move by Srila Govinda Maharaj. So he took out a book of Srila Guru Maharaj and showed in the margin, in Srila Guru Maharaj's own handwriting, Bhagawan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Very interesting.